Welcome to video number 6, and we're going to start getting technical, and I'm going to show you how to create a list within GetResponse. And a list is basically the first step. You can think of it like your campaign, and some autoresponder services will actually use campaign as the name of the list. So you'll see list, you'll see campaign, and it's pretty much all the same thing. Now, before we talk about different ways to build your list and different types of opt-ins, like single opt-in or double opt-in confirmation lists, and which one is potentially better for you, when you create your lists, a lot of times a question might arise, which is, should you create a different list for every single product that you have? Should you create a different list for every different affiliate product that you're promoting? And the answer for that is this: yes. And the reason why is because when you're creating your list, you want to get as specific as possible. You don't want to have one list that covers 5 different products, because you're not going to know which product is which customer has purchased which product, right? And even if you can segment it further and deeper than that, like, let's say somebody has purchased this product, but they also purchased like a one-time offer. Or this other list, you have somebody who purchased product A and did not buy any of the one-time offers. So that way you have a better view of who is actually on that list. And that way you understand exactly what stage they are coming from. Now, what I want to do now is talk about double opt-in versus single opt-in. And this is a very common question that is asked over and over again, and a very, very important question. Now, if you don't know what these are, pay close attention. We're going to talk more about what each of them are. And then, of course, we'll talk about the advantages and disadvantages. So single opt-in means if somebody subscribes to your email list, they go to your landing page, they fill in their name and their email address, and that's it. When they click submit, they get automatically added to your list. Now, here is the problem with that. If they do that, there's no way to prevent them from entering a fake email address. So nowadays, most people are very reluctant on giving out their email address. So therefore, there's a lot of email services out there that give you a disposable email address that only lasts sometimes 10 minutes. Now, the problem with that is that when you get fake subscribers, it will actually hurt you in the long run, especially when you email fake emails. Because at the end, whenever you send out emails, Gmail, AOL, and big companies like that, they'll see that you're sending emails to fake emails, and then, of course, they will think that you're a spammer. So what we found is 3 out of 9 times, or even more, sometimes even a half, most people will enter a fake email. So the bad news is if you build a list of single opt-in subscribers, your email service will assume that you're a spammer, and then out of nowhere, your account will get shut down months later. Or worse, you can continue emailing them, but all these different email service providers, or what we call ESPs, like Gmail, AOL, and more, they will start listing you and blacklisting you as a spammer. So every time you email out, you don't know how many of those emails are actually getting to your subscriber's email box. So even the people that want to hear from you, the emails might be going to their spam folder. So this isn't something that a lot of people are told and when they begin, and they normally find out later. So if you don't even know about this, then this is actually very common. Most people don't really realize that this is actually happening. Now, one way a single opt-in can work is if you are getting customers to subscribe to your list because they already trust you. So the only time that I would use single opt-in, in other words, is for people that actually trust you and that have spent money to trust you. Here's what double opt-in is. Double opt-in is when somebody signs up, and let's use the example before where they fill in their name and email address on your landing page, and they click submit. Now, at this point, they're not going to be added to your list. They're going to be added to a sort of pending list. Now, what they have to do in this case is they have to prove that they are the owner of the email. So what happens is they get sent an email asking them to click a confirmation link. And when they click that, and once that is done, then of course they're added to your email list. Now, if they fill in a name and email address and it's all fake, then of course, think about that. That email will never reach them. And that protects you by allowing you to build a quality list. So instead of building a big, big list of 1,000 people, you might be building a list of 100 or 200 people, but these people are basically saying, I want to hear from you. Now, there have been studies, there have been tests. Some say that double opt-in works better. Some say that single opt-in works better. So really, at the end of the day, you're not going to know until you actually test it out. Now, given that double opt-in, if you send about 1,000 people and you get, let's say, for example, a 50% conversion rate, then 500 people may opt in. And if it's a single opt-in, then of course, 500 people would be added to your list. But if you do double opt-in, 500 people may opt in, and maybe 100 of those are fake, and maybe you'll only get 300 people to actually confirm their email. But at the end of the day, what we found is double opt-in actually converts better. You're going to get a higher conversion rate, higher open rate, and higher click-through rate. That's going to help you as far as dealing with the email service providers like Gmail, AOL, and all these other email service providers. And your reputation will move up. Your emails, when you send them out, are going to land in people's email inboxes. And of course, because you're emailing people that want to hear from you. So that's why we found in our tests that you will actually get a higher rate of opens, a higher click-through rate. So like I said earlier, the downside is if you send 1,000 people to an opt-in list, that's going to be a much lower conversion rate. But at the end of the day, we recommend that you go for quality versus quantity. So now that that is out of the way, and we've talked about the fundamentals and some advanced strategies, let me show you how to create a list within GetResponse and explain some details surrounding this feature inside of GetResponse. Okay, so as far as creating a list, it's actually very, very easy to do once you understand how everything is laid out. So even though it might take me about 5 or so minutes to teach you, once you get a hang of this and once you start creating a list after list after list, it'll actually be easy. In fact, as I will show you in just a minute, once you have created your list and you've created all the settings and done all that, once you create the second list, you can actually copy the settings from the prior list. So you don't have to set everything up again, essentially. So what you need to do is go under contacts, click on lists, click create list, and then of course, name your list. So we're gonna do a new test list one. And of course you can click copy existing list settings. So if you've already created a list before, you can select that. You can select the list that you want. So you could select whatever list that relates to that particular product and then set that and click create. So we're not gonna copy any settings here. We're just gonna do it from scratch. We're gonna click create and there we go. So this right here is the new list. So now if you put your mouse over here, you're gonna be able to see other elements like add contacts, make defaults, settings, show contacts, show newsletters, and show autoresponders and delete. So adding contacts, what that means is if you have an external list, let's say, for example, you have an Excel spreadsheet of a list of customers, then you can click add contacts and you can actually import those contacts into GetResponse. Now, I would say be very careful with this. When you do that, make sure you clean your list or make sure that your list of people are active. Now, the reason why we don't really do this a lot is because when you're just starting out with GetResponse, you're building a reputation, or GetResponse could be ConvertKit, could be any other autoresponder series. You're building a reputation, and the best way to build a reputation is to start from scratch and build a list from scratch and build a double opt-in confirmation list, because then you will get less people who are spammers, fake emails, and all of that. You get people basically who really want to be on your list. Now, make default, all that means is that when you email out, it's going to come from this list. So we don't really want that. Now, click on settings here. And settings allows you to see the name, of course. Now, keep in mind that when you use something like Lead Pages or any other landing page creator and you connect to the GetResponse API, what's going to happen is you're going to see the list name. So when you connect to GetResponse and you refresh the details and you connect Lead Pages, for example, to GetResponse, you're going to see the list name. So you want to make sure that you choose a name that is something that you will remember and that is clear to you. So you want to try to create a naming convention, essentially, because you're not going to see the list title or description or any of that. So what you could do in GetResponse, however, is create a list title and description so that if you ever forget what the list name is, then you can always refer back here and figure that out. Now, the next thing is you can choose the category, as you can see here, and of course, the language. Now, right below that is going to show the postal address, which is very important, and this address is going to show on all of your emails. So anytime you send out a newsletter broadcast, which is to everybody, or an autoresponder series, they're going to see your mailing address at the very bottom. So if you want to, for example, rent a UPS mailbox or a post box and put that there instead of putting your own private mailing address, that would be highly recommended for you to do. Now, of course, this just allows you to customize the list. You can add your logo and all of that. Now, if we click on subscription up at the top here, you can see that this option will allow you to receive subscription notifications. So basically, every time somebody signs up on your list, you'll receive a notification. Now, this is nice to have in the beginning when you're starting out. So it's kind of like a little motivator. But as time goes on and you start building lists of thousands and thousands of people, you most likely want to select this off. Now, what this here, it says require extra confirmations, double opt-in. What that means is the double opt-in list. Now, if you select this here, what that will do is whenever you create a web form and somebody signs up on that web form, they will be required to obviously confirm that they are real. So we highly recommend that you do that. Now, API subscriptions, what that means is that if you're using a third-party system like Lead Pages and you're connecting through API and somebody signs up through there, unless you select this, it won't be double opt-in. If you deselect this, then it'll be single opt-in. So that's the main differences between these two. Now it says preview pages your contacts will see. So this is very standard. Once you understand this, this will be standard throughout other systems. But the confirmation page is a page your contacts see after they confirm sign up. All right. So if somebody were to sign up via the web form and they click the confirmation link, they'll be sent directly to this page. And then, of course, the unsubscribe page is the page whenever they click the unsubscribe link. So unsubscribe success page basically means the page your contacts see after they unsubscribe. And, of course, newsletter directory, your newsletter archive page. We don't really use that unless you want to show people all of your archives. And, of course, you can tell the system where you want to host your confirmation page, either GetResponse.com or a custom URL. So if you don't want to use GetResponse.com standard page and you want to use your own page on your own domain, you can select this and send them directly over to there. And of course, you got the confirmation message and you can say, I want this message to be in HTML format or plain text. Now, if you're asking which one is better, it really depends 10s, you're going to definitely want to use HTML. Plain text is just plain text. There's no graphics, there's no nothing. It's just plain. So at the end of the day, it really depends on your list. And of course, you can change the confirmation message, which is the message that they'll receive saying, okay, we received a notification that you signed up on this list. Are you serious about this? Or was that actually you? So you can change the subject line to something that's related to what they signed up for. And then the from address is, of course, your email from. And if they want to reply to, you can send them to the same address or a different address. And of course, when you're done, you can click Save Confirmation Message. Now, if we go back over to here and go under the New Test List 1 and put my mouse over here. So we went to Settings and Show Contacts. All that does is just shows your contacts. So obviously, if you just created a new list, you're not going to have any contacts. If you do have some contacts, you'll be able to see that information there. Show newsletters basically allows you to do broadcasts. So if you click this, you can do that. And of course, show autoresponders will allow you to create an autoresponder, which we'll dive in further in the next video.